plate a potential nugget.
And moving to a different theme, Rajiv, I also like the way you break down executive presence. You know, it's often a very nebulous term and people don't flesh it out. But you talk about four elements: gravitas, credibility, quality of communication, and appearance. Can you talk a little bit about what these terms mean, especially gravitas, which often ends up being a term that's often used, but people don't exactly say what they mean when they say gravitas.
I know. Yeah, a lot of people get this feedback, but then they're so fuzzy and like, what exactly do you want me to do? Right? So I would put it this way. I think 2-3 key features of each of these words. I would say gravitas is really firstly around being calm, emotionally sort of in a calm place within, being assertive. So you're not neither aggressive nor permissive. You're, assertive, being very thoughtful, and most importantly, being secure within. So being in a place where you are really comfortable with yourself, comfortable in your skin. Because the more you are in that place, more you are in that sort of state, the more your presence is going to grow. You just that sense of security draws people into you. So that's on gravitas. Credibility, I would say, the starting point is, of course, authenticity, right? I mean, if you're not authentic, nobody's going to sort of trust or believe you. So authenticity is important. Being direct is important. Because when we are not direct, even though we may be trying to, massage the message and so forth, but actually how we get experienced by others is as we are manipulative, even though that's not our intention. We are only trying to, sometimes we have to give a tough message and we are trying to soften it, right? But the other person is, because if we are direct, they get it. Being direct actually makes the assumption that you're talking to an emotionally and mentally balanced adult. That's the assumption, right? The moment we believe that, oh, this person may get hurt, he or she is very sensitive, et cetera, we are already diluting what we are thinking about them. And then we are trying to say things in a massaged way, and which is what then, loses the directness and the credibility. And of course, openness as well. Again, being very open and again, not sort of whether it's hiding facts or just even hiding our emotions, leaders, as we all know, we've grown up in with that, is many a times would hide their emotions, right? I mean, it's putting a certain brave face was believed to be so crucial. It's now that, everyone is beginning to appreciate the whole sort of mental well-being and, how leaders themselves, besides employees, are carrying so many of these insecurities and so on and so forth, and it's affecting them emotionally. And just being open and sharing about it, willing to be vulnerable. That's what makes you credible. And that's what creates trust. Communication, a lot can be said on that, but very specifically, I would say the 2-3 things is, one is being direct again. And besides that, two things. One is being able to tailor make your comments to the audience, and which requires being perceptive. So people with high executive presence are very perceptive. They can read the room very well, and which is why then they can tailor make their comments to suit the audience. And again, not in a manipulative way, but so that it lands well, it connects with the audience. And the other piece of communication is succinct. Very brevity is I would say quite a important thing if you want to build that presence as well. And appearance, of course, it's not about being the sharpest looking person in the room, but really about looking and dressing appropriately to the occasion, right? So that you're not aligned in any way to the environment. So I would say those are some of the pieces which can help people build presence.
And of the various things you said, Rajiv, if I were to ask you to expand on one word, authenticity, what does that word mean to you?
I would say it's being true to yourself, in your expression. So one is being true to yourself within, and how you are feeling, in yourself. And the other is how you are expressing yourself. So how you are going to be experienced by others as a result of that. So being true to, you know, who you are. That's what I would say.
I love the point Rajiv makes about reading the room. At senior levels, I find that it's really crucial to be aware of the dynamics in the room and tailoring your response to the emerging context. It's as much perceiving as projecting. I also love the point Rajiv makes around authenticity. I had the opportunity to speak about authenticity with a stand-up comedian, Papa CJ. He has something interesting to say in this context.
What I find I admire the most in any comedian is authenticity. You see, we operate in a profession that has no rules, no boundaries, no guidelines, no social norms that say you can say this, you can't say this. So for the first time, you're thrown into a space where you have to ask yourself, what do I genuinely feel about these things without any social conditioning? And it is an incredible journey of self-discovery. I mean, my definition is, I call stand-up comedy an outward expression of an inward journey. So for me, authenticity is critical. If you are trying to be somebody else on stage, the audience will see through that. And also, you know, finding your voice is a journey. You can't be this person right at the start. When you start performing, you're trying to please everyone. You want the confidence that you can make people laugh. Over the course of time, as you find your own voice, you're just being yourself. You're doing it. I mean, at this point, I'm doing it more for myself than for them. If you like it, fine. If you don't like it, also fine. You can leave. Eventually, your audience will find you. The people who don't like your kind of stuff will wean themselves out automatically.
I've noticed that if this piece is missing, then pretty much everything else falls apart. Whether it's in the context of leadership in an organization, or whether it's a personal relationship.